HKFK, Listener Director and Convener of this meeting today, August the 21st, 2021. I'm going to do the roll call. Charlotte Albright, WBAI. Bill Crozier, Connecticut. Susan De Silva, KPFA. Okay, I'll come back. WBAI.
No, I said I'm here. Maybe you didn't hear me. This is Susan.
Susan's here.
Okay, I'm William here.
Susie Moreno, KPFT.
Present.
And Lawrence Fiennes is from KPK. Okay. Are you still with us? It's star six. Okay. So what I heard was with Aki, it would be six. Aki, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, thank you, Aki. Okay, so we have barely met quorum. I did send out a draft agenda for this meeting today. So I'm going to read it for the benefit of the stream. And if anyone wants to add to the draft agenda, you're more than welcome to. First thing is the court order. Hold on, Janine. Hold on, Janine. Go ahead, Janine. Is there something?
I don't think I was marked present. I didn't hear my name. And also, I have not received the agenda.
You didn't receive the agenda? Okay, I'll send it to you again.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine, for piping up. Okay, so we did number one, call to order. Identify volunteer secretary. Does anyone want to volunteer to be secretary? Anybody want to be secretary for the day? Okay. Then number
this
four.
I'll be secretary for the day.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you very much. And then election pro tem chair. Are there any volunteers? Are there any nominations?
I nominate Lawrence.
I second
Who's that?
Susie.
Who just nominated? Please identify yourselves. We have the public present as well.
Susie Moreno.
Are you a member of the... Oh, Susie Moreno? Okay.
Yeah, I nominate Lawrence.
Okay, there's no need for a second in the committee. If there's nobody else that's willing to do it, I'll be willing to facilitate and try to shepherd us through this, at least for today. But since there are members not present, I will feel more comfortable being chair pro tem to our next meeting, if that's okay. Is that okay with everyone?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so we have our pro tem chair. Then number five is review of delegate election timeline. That's 5 minutes, and I inserted a link, a hot link. Don't need it. Visit it. It's elections.pacifica.org/wordpress/voter-guide/semicolon. So you could look at that. And then there's also an item that the balloting has begun from Monday, 8/16. and it ends on Friday, October 15th, 2021. Last day for paper ballot requests is Friday, 10/1/21. Last day for e-ballot requests, Wednesday, 10/13/21. Voting ends Friday, 10/13/21 at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The Michigan Election Supervisor will certify the results due on November 1st, 2021. Six, tentative report from the National Election Supervisor include Q&A, but let me just ask again, is our National Election Supervisor present? Renee Pinalosa, are you present? Okay, she was invited. Okay, so that's number six. Number seven is discussion of membership list, including cash, labor, waivers. That's a 30-minute item. Number eight is discussion of on-air information, which include candidate cards, the forms that have been held in reporting. So that's that. Then number nine is public comment. Number 10 is new business. Number 11 is set meeting day for the next meeting. Number 12 is to review action items, assignments. And then I'd like to suggest to me that we adjourn at 5:30 Pacific time, which is about an hour and a little bit more than an hour away. So are there any additional items for the agenda? Oh, like that. Are there any objections to the draft agenda? And then we could take additional items for the agenda. Are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay. There are no objections. We'll go to item... okay, we did that. Are there any questions about the election timeline? And this is what I like to do. And I wanted to propose it to the committee. I like to intersperse public comment after each item. For 6 minutes per item or for the comment, after committee members have expressed their views or have spoken. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, that's what we'll do. Thank you. So is there any member from the committee that wants to ask a question, have a comment about item number five, review of ballot selection timeline? Okay, having nothing from the committee, I'll take a stack for public comment. Who wants to do a comment on this from the public? Mic check, are you hearing me? Does everybody hear me?
Could you read it again?
Yeah, I could read it again. So we're on item number five on the approved agenda, review of delegates' election timeline, and I have a link in that. So I'm asking if there's any committee members that have a comment or wish to speak on this item.
I wanted to speak on the issue of the airing of the debate, so I'm wondering if that's going to be for a separate period of time.
Please identify yourself.
I'm sorry. This is Elizabeth Milos, KPFA.
Okay, Elizabeth, hold on. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any committee members that wish to speak on this item? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to public comment. Who's that?
I'm sorry, I'm not exactly sure what election timeline means in reference to the other issue of the airing of the debates. Is that related or not?
Please identify yourself, because I need to determine if you're a committee member or a member of the public.
Oh, you're asking a member of the public right now. I thought you were asking. I'm a member of the public. I'm not a committee member.
Okay. I did ask the committee if they wanted to speak, but still identify yourself. You don't have to. because it's not in the bylaws that you have to. They just say member of the public. That's why I know it's not a committee member, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, member of the public. If you wish to identify yourself and who you are, where you're from, that's your option.
Yes. I wanted to ask for clarification whether or not this agenda item also includes the airing of the debates issue.
No. That's item number 8.
Okay. I'm so sorry for interrupting.
No, you're not interrupting. It just helps me to identify who's a committee member and who's a member of the public. That's all. Any other member of the public wish to address item 5?
I hope we get to number 8.
We will. Okay, so no comments on number 5, either from the committee or from the public. Are there any comments on the balancing that has gone out? Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. On the balloting that went out on A16 and ends on October 15, 2021, I'm going to read it again. The last day for paper ballot requests is Friday, 10/1/21. Last day for e-ballot requests, Wednesday, 10/13/21. Voting ends on Friday, 10/15/21. And the natural resident supervisor is supposed to certify the results due on November the 1st, 2021. Any member of the committee wish to speak on this item? Any member of the public?
Yes, Nancy.
Hold on, please. One at a time. Hold on, is that a member of the committee? That sounded like William. No?
Yeah, William.
Okay. Go ahead, William. I asked for the committee first.
Okay, I think you read the wrong date, the last date that you just read, or am I misreading it? So, is that November 1? Maybe I missed it.
No, November 1 is what I said.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see the problem. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Okay, members of the public, one at a time, who wishes to speak on this item? From the public?
Jonathan.
Okay, I heard Nancy first, then Jonathan's what?
Margo.
Okay. All right, so I got Nancy, Jonathan, and Margo. Anyone else? Sue?
Yeah.
Who's that? Sue Moreno?
No, from KPFK.
Okay. All right, Sue, okay. And Sue. Okay, go ahead, Nancy. You have 90 seconds.
Okay, this is Nancy from KPFT. I would like to suggest an idea to communicate with the NES, recommending that she communicate by card, and it should be to the membership about the cards and the forms are not complete, and that if recommending that the membership wait until they're finished before they vote, and that she could inform them when they're all completed and on the air. And also, just that they are put on the air, and if they're not, the NES could ask the membership to report this to the GM and to the ED and the NES and the PMB and give the email addresses so the membership could be more involved in watching these things and perhaps pressuring a correct thing to do. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. That's a good point. And Janine, I send you the agenda. Sorry for the delay.
Lauren?
I hope you made a note of it. Yeah?
This is Susie.
Who's that?
It's Susie Moreno. I've been looking for the agenda and I can't find it either.
Okay, so I'm going to send it again to everybody.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jonathan, 90 seconds. Jonathan? 97.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you call my name. Okay, I'm wondering if Renee is on the call yet.
No, I have any and there was no answer.
Okay, so Renee is not on the call. However, no, currently I have still not received my email ballot, and I am a member. So now this happened last time with the New Day referendum. Now, my question actually for Renee, and maybe I'll have a chance later to pose it directly, is this a regular occurrence where email ballots are delayed in being sent out after the first day of voting? And what are the reasons that this happens? And let me, and additionally, I would like to know if there's any type of documentation that's compiled by the National Election Supervisor that that logs each of these problems, people not receiving or not being sent email ballots specifically. So the other thing is, if there are some sort of temporary problem or regular problem occurring in this process of email ballots going out, you know, immediately on the first day of voting, I don't understand why this would not happen. If this can be rectified, and here's my concern. I mean, I would have liked to have voted immediately. I am not going to I'm not going to send in a request for a replacement email ballot until I get an answer about why I have not received an email ballot to begin with. I think this is highly irregular. Nobody in the system seems to have any answer why this is occurring, why it occurred last time during the New Day referendum. As far as I'm concerned, the beginning of the voting date should be postponed until every single member actually has a ballot, either by mail or email. So at this point, we're talking about the voting supposedly started at the beginning of August 16th, now 5 days after. If these problems are not rectified, then what we're actually having here is, to a degree, questionable process in the election. So in terms of the supposed amount of time to vote, I do not think it's appropriate that people who would like to vote on the first day or within the first week are unable to do so, and it calls into question the legitimacy of this process. Thank you.
Susan DeSilva.
I'm asking your name. Are you a member of the public?
No.
Susan DeSilva? Okay.
Yes.
So we are in public comment, Susan. Can I circle back to you?
Sure. I'll just say that I want to discuss what this member was talking about, and I will do it when we get to that, because I think it's an agenda item later.
Okay, yeah, it is. Thank you, Susan. Okay, member of the public, Margo?
Yes, I'm PDFK. I also am concerned about the lack of coordination of this. And just let me ask a question. Are all stations having elections for their local stations board simultaneously?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think that I agree with both the people who spoke that the sending out of the ballots must be postponed till everybody receives them at the same time. But I also agree that we must have information on the radio, on the air, of what the whole procedure is and the scheduling and everything, because right now KPFK still is on fund drive and we're getting things about blurbs for asking for money, but there hasn't been any announcements, which I think there should be, about there is a local station board election coming up. And you're going to do this and that and this procedure. And I truly, honestly want a paper ballot. And I want to know about the voting system. I don't understand this whole thing with the ranked voting and stuff like that. So I think there should be very lots and lots and lots of on-air discussions available for all of us to know the procedure so that we get it right. Okay? And I don't want to be, like, doing it at the last minute. So it should be done as soon as possible that everybody gets the information. Thank you.
Thank you, Margot. Committee members, I did send out the advance agenda again to you. I think when I thought I sent it out, I found it in my inbox as a draft. So I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, Sue? It should be in your inbox now.
Oh,
Sue?
Am I on?
No, Sue, the member of the public. Sue. Sue, member of the public. I think she's from the KPFK. Sue?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
The deadline to vote, I think, is midnight Pacific time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. Is that right?
No. The communication I got was that voting ends on 10/15/21 at 10:59 Eastern time. So essentially,
seven.
Essentially, that will be 7 hour time, right? It should be eight. So maybe this is a typo. Go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Maybe it's a typo. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other member from the public want to speak on this item? Okay,
yes,
Susan DeSilva.
Sorry, can
who's
you hear
that?
Me?
Do you have to say your name? Are you a member of the public?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
go ahead, please.
So I understand the statements that are being made about a lack of clarity about the entire process, and there should be a cart that just stays on that outlines the process for people who may not have been tracking it as closely as some of us, but the fact is the ballots are already out. So saying that you don't want any ballots, any voting to happen until all carts and so forth are on the air is a time magic trick that I don't think we can perform. So it is unfortunate, and I wish that the PNB, when they had an opportunity to ask the NES to hold the ballots until the carts were on the air at the very least. I wish the PNB had done the right thing at that time. They did not. But we can't, you can't roll time back to get what you want. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public wish to speak on this item? Okay, I'm going to go back to... who's that? Member of the public? Are you a member of the public? Are you a member of the public? Go ahead, Sue, quickly, please. Go ahead, Sue.
If nothing is done about this, it just says that the powers that be don't care that we have good governance or not, and don't care if we're treated like mushrooms and kept in the dark and fed bullshit. Thank you.
Thank you. So just a check-in with the secretary. Secretary, are you recording some of these comments, especially the very humane ones? Secretary?
I'm doing the best job I can to record them, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so Susan DeSilva, committee member, has requested to address one of the public members' concerns. Susan?
I agree with the person who said that the lists are a mess. And I would wonder in particular if he's a sustaining member. We have found that many, many sustaining members, including myself, did not get ballots. And, you know, these are the people that support the station the most. And during the New Day effort, I was answering correspondence for the New Day effort. So I heard about this a ton, and nobody could give me answers. Nobody could give me an answer why this happened and why it particularly happens to sustainers. Somebody has to get to the bottom of it. I think it's Renee's job to get to the bottom of it. And the membership lists are just a complete disaster. And one of the issues has also been that the people who answer the phones, we don't have that many people answering phones anymore. It's more done at a call center, but even if it's the call center, whoever it is, they don't take down the email address, or they don't make a priority of it, or they don't care about the accuracy of the email address. The person's email address is very important to capture, and that should be emphasized to anyone who's volunteering to take in donations for the station. Frankly, the whole thing's an embarrassment. I think that it's just bad process. I don't think it's something nefarious, but you can't really tell. That's the problem, is you can't really tell if it's nefarious or not. So I think that the committee should really make a point of saying that whoever is in charge of the elections before the next go-round needs to make a huge priority, and they need to be paid to make a huge priority of getting the membership list in order.
Thank you, Susan. Those are very germane points that you make. Thank you very much. So when we get to actionable, when we get to review action items, we could consider drafting something to the NES, the IED, and the National Board as well. And I could also report as your chair pro temp those concerns that have been expressed so far. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next item, which is I emailed the National Election Supervisor requesting her presence, and I also saw some other emails that folks sent to the National Election Supervisor requesting her presence on the National Elections Committee. I'm just going to make a brief comment in regards to that. I think the absence of a election supervisor on the elections committee is a smack in the face to this committee, and I think that's something that should also be communicated as well. We had number six was a tentative report from the National Election Supervisor, including Q&A. We were going to go into a committee of the whole. I would ask again, is the National Election Supervisor on this call? Okay. So that's I believe that's an actionable item that we could take up towards the end of the meeting. Thank you. So item number seven is discussion of membership lists, including those who pay in cash, those who exchange labor, and those who are requesting waivers. This is a 30-minute item, and this is also committee of the whole. I will go to committee members first to see if they have anything to say about item seven, what I just read. Okay, members of the public? Anyone have any... who's that?
Janine Rohn to the staff.
Oh, go ahead, Janine.
And Susan would like to be on the stack, too. I'd like to be on the stack. I'm open.
Hold on, please. If you're not speaking, put yourself on mute. But I thought I heard your voice, Susan. Do you want to be on the stack? Susan DeSilva, do you want to be on the stack? I thought I heard your voice.
Yes, I would like to be on the stack. Thank you.
Okay, you'll be after Janine. Janine, you have the floor.
I just wanted to mention I'm on the LSB of KPFK, and there's been a message from one of the candidates stating that she has staff lists from the station. You know, she has them in her possession, and I guess I'm wondering, for candidates that have access more than other candidates. I'm not sure, does anybody have any experience on how that's been addressed in the past?
Okay. So what you're saying is that there's a listener candidate that has a copy of the staff list? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I guess she used to be a staff member, and now she's running, and she has access to an old staff list, and she's been emailing about it.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Let the chair chair the meeting, please. Hold on. So I think that's a concern that you should communicate to the national election supervisor and the local election supervisor. Have you done that?
No, I haven't. I don't know what the protocol is. I would imagine that most staff candidates have the information from the staff as well. So it just, but she's not running as a staff candidate. She's running as a listener candidate now. So it's, certainly I can write it up. I just have an objection to it, but I don't have any suggestions on what to do about it or how it's been handled in the past.
Okay. So what I would suggest is that, you know, in my field, if it's not documented, it never happened, right? And that applies to everything else, especially in Pacifica. If it's not documented, it never happened. So I would think that it would be wise for you to consider sending an email to the local election supervisor, copy the national election supervisor in regards to this concern. But I will also seek the wisdom from the committee in regards to this. We'll go to Susan DeSilva.
Margot, I would like to ask you that.
Okay, you're a member of the public, Margot. When I call on the public, just I'll take a stack. Susan DeSilva asked to be on the stack. She's a committee member. Susan?
I agree with you that should be a complaint. I believe there's a complaint form.
There's
that
a Google form.
Mm-hmm. So that last comment should be listed that way. I would just like to say that I think the rule should be that you need to be on any of the boards. You need to be a paid up member. And that should continue after you're elected. I really object to people using any of their time spent on boards, especially on, committees. I guess you're not supposed to charge the time and consider that instead of a donation. The people who are on the board should be the people who are willing to dig deep and really support their station and Pacifica. And I understand that we have a lot of we have listeners who can't afford the $25 that it takes to be a member, and that some of them get their membership through volunteering. I'm okay with that. But I do not believe that is right for board members. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee member want to address this? Item 7, I'll put myself on the stack. Okay. So, labor, right, and I guess that's what we're talking about. Labor, in the bylaws, it's specifically written that volunteer time in 3 hours during a certain period qualifies you to be a member. And serving on committees, not attending meetings, but serving on a committee is also volunteer time. Now, I'm one of the fortunate ones. I'm a sustainer. I'm one of the fortunate ones that I'm able to donate my labor, my volunteer time, and still donate whenever I can. But that's not the case with everybody else. So. It's codified in our bylaws that volunteer time the waivers, if requested, are to be considered. So, are there any other committee members that want to speak on this? Okay. Hearing none, I'll go to the public. I'll take a stack from the public. Who wants to speak from the public?
Margot. I'd like to speak on this as well. My name is Elizabeth Milo.
Margot, hold on. Margot, and I think I heard KPFA candidate Liz, is that you, Lisa?
Elizabeth Milo, yes. KPFA LSB candidate.
Okay. Anyone else?
Steve Zeltzer, KPFA member.
All right, Steve Zeltzer. Anyone else?
Nancy from KPFT.
Nancy? Anyone else? Okay, we'll go with those four first. Margot, you spoke first. You have the floor for 90 seconds.
Okay, this is regarding the designation of who is a member. That's all of a sudden within the bylaws referendum, it was, if you donated a certain amount of money, you have a household membership, and suddenly there was two people or something. I think it has to be designated very, very clearly that individuals, $25 each, have to be registered separately for the minimum amount. If they donate any more, that doesn't mean they get more members, more votes or something like that. That would seem like a really not a good way to run this. And it would be made very, very, very clear that the minimum amount you need to donate, money or time, is $25. That gets you like a membership and a vote. Anything else is just purely donation and does not get you any more memberships or votes. So I mean, it would have to be done differently than that household thing all of a sudden coming up. That meant like people got, two or three, who knows how many votes for the amount of money they gave. I think that should be very, very, very clearly delineated before the voting takes place even. Okay? And, be very, very careful about sending out ballots. Okay? Did I speak clearly and slowly enough?
Yeah, you did fine, Margot. Thank you so much. Okay. Are you done?
You're welcome. I think that's it. Just individual $25 membership vote. That's it. That would help a lot to not get extra stuff, extra people thrown in there. Thank you.
I'd like
Thank
to be
you,
added
Margot.
To the stack.
Who's that? Susan?
No.
Who wants to be added to the stack?
Eleanor. Foreman.
Okay, Eleanor. Okay. You'll be after Nancy, Eleanor. Elizabeth, KPFA, sorry.
Yes, I'm concerned about the issue of the membership list, but also, that's basically the calls to the question of the issue of access, of some people having more access than others during election. Access meaning more funds, more resources. So I'm wondering what the election committee will be deciding upon in terms of recommendations for more like campaign finance or somehow or another leveling the playing field, because there are slates that have more resources, more money to spend, and who've also have had, unfortunately, the benefit of having on-air hosts ranting in favor of one candidate or in favor of one idea or another. And that is very detrimental to the equity that we are all requiring to meet, the standards of equity that we require to meet. Also, there's the issue of, I'm going to get to the issue of the on-air debates at question number 8.
That's that. Yeah,
campaign finance reform, somehow or another, making sure that there's a level playing field where it comes to the expenditures and the access to lists of members.
Thank you. So I just want to say there's a new bylaws timeline that has opened up that in regards to money in specific campaigns that will require bylaw amendment. There is a bylaws timeline that I believe is going to end the beginning of September, I believe. Okay, so get with your colleagues and see what you could come up with in regards to addressing that concern. Okay, Thank you, Elizabeth, for your comment. Steve Seltzer, KPFA.
Yeah, I have the same concern. There's money coming into the elections and candidates, and no one knows where it's from. And I think we need a transparency, some transparency in financial contributions for candidates. I'm concerned about the corporatization of KPFA in Pacifica.
Open the door for you, but then you're
going to
take the
umbrella. Hold on, please put yourself on mute if you're not speaking. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so I think there has to be transparency and rules as far as money coming in. What we saw in the election on the bylaws, a large amount of money was coming in from one side without any transparency. So I don't know what the rules are, but I think that we need to strengthen transparency and have a limit so people who have a lot more money aren't going to be able to send out all kinds of material, where others who don't have very much money will be limited.
Okay, Steve, are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy Sabah?
Yes, from KPFT. Yes, about the campaign, the money that's being spent, I think, to be fair, we could also think about another way is to make sure that every candidate has a mailer or is on a mailer for any mailer to be out. In other words, to be fair to all candidates. So that might be fair, right? If everyone can afford it. And if not everyone can do it, not all the candidates can do it, then it should not be done, or it should be just done in an email blast from Pacifica.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Are you done? Thank you, Nancy. Eleanor, I believe, from WBAI. Eleanor?
Yes. The last election, I had asked the general manager for a hardship membership, and I think he didn't follow through. I had emailed to document that he'd granted it, which I showed Renee. But that was a mix-up that caused me to get my ballot late. But I would have hoped that would have been straightened out this time. But this time, I again have gotten no ballot. And, you know, that it has not been fixed, or whatever the problem is that it's happened a second time, is concerning to me. Because the day after, thanks to Serene's email noting that people had gotten their ballots yesterday, and if you haven't, you should file, you know, that you need one. I did so promptly, and no response. So I know I'm not supposed to do it a second time because that will slow everything down, but I've just been hearing crickets.
Thank you. That's more than I've heard from some people. So hopefully those crickets are turned into frogs or something.
I hope I get my ballot.
I hope you get your ballot too.
I've never voted this way before, and I'm hoping that I believe I understand the concept. So I'm hoping that it will be fairly intelligible what I need to do. But since I've never done it before, you know, who knows? I might be confused. I'd like to have my ballot already.
Okay. Hold on. Have you written to the National Election Supervisor? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Serene signaled to everyone that the ballots had come out yesterday, and if you haven't gotten one, you know, check your spam, and if you can't find it anywhere, you know, go to this link and let them know. I did so, and I have gotten no response. Not even I acknowledge that you contacted us.
Okay. Well, Well, definitely, I'll make that part of the report that's going to go to the NES, the IED, and the PNB. Okay. I believe that's exhausted the stack. Did I hear somebody say Sue to the stack?
Susan for the stack. Susan De Silva.
Okay.
And the member of the public, please.
Let me go to the member of the public first, Sue, because we're still in public comment. Go ahead, member of the public.
Okay, thanks. So there's some communication. I don't remember what it was, but the NES wanted people to be aware that she has to manually research and respond to each claim. When you fill out the application or the form saying you didn't receive your ballot, you should get a Google receipt saying that you've applied to that proof of when you asked. I heard someone earlier say that they weren't going to request the ballot until they understood why they didn't get a ballot. And while it's good to demand information about why the system didn't work as you expected, I would recommend not waiting, although it seems we have time. You'd be surprised what happens to 2 months. I also wanted to respond to something that I heard earlier that suggested people shouldn't be on the LSB unless they're making constant cash contributions. And it actually only credits you for work on the LSB committee, not on the LSB itself. But the attitude towards labor as being less relevant or less important than cash is one that needs to be adjusted. Thanks.
Thank you, member of the public. So that closes the stack for the public, Susan. Oh, hold on, who's that? Who
can
just spoke up? Yeah, who just spoke up? Who is that, a member of the public or committee member?
This is Sue from KPFK, if you can hear me.
Yeah, if you can make it quick, Sue, because I just closed the stack. But go ahead, make it quick, then I'm going to go to the committee member. Go ahead.
Sorry. I received an email and a postcard, both, to vote. I don't know if it's the same ID number or not, but I'm not going to vote twice, but people could, I suppose.
Okay, I think those cards, because I got one last election, those cards have your email passcode when you scratch that silver thing off. So, anyway.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the same codes.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Are you done, Sue?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Susan De Silva, KPFA. Susan, you're on. Susan De Silva, you're on. I'm you. Star 6. Susan? Oh, yeah, she's trying to unmute. Susan, are you unmuted?
This is Susan. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My call dropped. I have lousy cell coverage. At my home. I wanted to respond to Margo. Is that okay to do that now? And to Steve Zeltzer?
You wanted to respond to what?
Margo and to Steve from the public.
Okay. Just as long as it's constructive. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. Absolutely. So I agree with Margo that it should be each member of a household should have their own membership. Unfortunately, the precedent was set long ago when a certain platform wanted to drum up more votes, and they started doing it that way. So, but I just wanted to let her know I agree with her. And as far as the money is concerned, people around Pacifica mostly don't have money. I mean, I think there are a few people in New York have a bunch of money, but there aren't that many. And I just would like to put to rest the idea that there were some huge contributors behind New Day. There really weren't. Tons and tons of listeners contributed $50 or $20.
Point of order.
Hold on, please.
So I just get, you know, I keep hearing, you know, that.
Susan, I'm sorry.
I'll shut up.
That's okay. Thank you, but I don't think that was what was being addressed. What was being addressed was the question of where the money's coming from. Not just for New Day, but for all the states that have a lot of resources and some don't. So I think that was the, yeah.
Okay.
So I hope that sustained your point of order, member of the public, although you're not a committee member, so, but I do recognize that was somewhat not in order. So, is there anything you want to say, member of the public?
The folks who are complaining or commenting that people should not be able to have more than one household member if they donate more than a certain amount. It's like, please read the bylaws before you decide that somebody is doing something inappropriate. If you think the bylaws should be changed, then make a proposal to change the bylaws. But don't go around signifying if you are ignorant. It's not a good look.
Okay.